welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you had time in your schedule to join me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to complete a message or some thoughts I'm sharing on a call for courage. That's what I've entitled it. It's just some thoughts that in today's world, there are so many uncertainties, so many changes, and fear is it's almost tangible. The world, the unsaved, there are so many problems in the world, and there's a sense of not only frustration, there's real fear because things are getting out of control. Those who should have wisdom, those who should have understanding, those the experts, nobody has answers to the problems of mankind. Not really. Science pretends to or purports to, and yet they're limited. There's many marvelous things they can do, advances that have made in the sciences and medicine, but beloved, we still are so limited in solving the basic problems of mankind. Why? Because they're spiritual. And the God of this world has darkened and blinded the minds of those who don't believe. And it's only when we become born again and alive in Jesus do we begin to understand spiritual truths, that we begin to understand what motivates the unsaved and be able to see things from a heavenly perspective. And so we need courage today, especially as Christians. It's becoming more and more unpopular and dangerous to be a Christian. And even as I speak to you right now, there are Christians who are suffering and dying for the cause of Christ. Beloved, they're obvious feats of courage, extraordinary feats. You know, I brought up 9/11, amazing stories that people did heroic things to save others. And we hear of wartime stories of bravery and missionaries on foreign soil. And then there's the quiet personal acts of bravery that those, you know, a single mom having to get up and go out and go to a job and have a living for her family, for her children. It all takes courage to do things like that. Maybe the world doesn't recognize it, but the Lord surely does. And we can be inspired by the testimonies of other in the body of Christ who have gone through really difficult things. An example, Joni Erickson, she was a vibrant, athletic teenager, and her life was forever changed by a fateful dive off of a raft. She is a quadriplegic who captivates her audiences with her enthusiasm and zest for life. And she's self-supporting with her art sales and the ministry of joy and comfort that God has given her. There's Brian Sternberg, who in his sophomore year, he was the number one pole vaulter in the world, according to track magazines, and an accident made him a helpless invalid. Such people like that or those who have are wartime warriors, our heroes that have come back that have been paralyzed or have lost limbs or physically disabled in some way, and they're being so courageous to carry on. These are all wonderful acts of courage that it's very obvious. But beloved, you need courage in your own life to get up and face the battles and the strategies of the enemy that he's laid out for you. But beloved, you can be a hero before God, a heroine, by mastering those things of your own flesh, of your own the own weaknesses that the enemy would amplify. And we do need courage. There's courage needed, personal bravery, which is, of course, needed as we face physical harm or danger. Some examples from the Word are Joshua and Caleb, for example. They advised Israel when the other 10 spies said, oh, we can't do this. They advised Israel to go in at once and possess the land, not to be afraid of the giants. There was Gideon and his 300 men. They attacked the Confederate armies of the Midianites and Amalekites and defeated them, an impossible thing, except for God. There was Deborah, who was a judge of Israel and led the armies of Israel, David slaying Goliath, Nehemiah, who was threatened but refused to find refuge in the temple from those who wanted to kill him, Esther, who threatened her own life by going to the king to save her people. There was Joseph of Arimathea, who came and sought the body of Jesus from Pilate. Paul, who went on to Jerusalem despite bonds and imprisonment awaiting him. And so there's the courage that is needed to face physical harm to our person, but then there's also the courage of conviction. Because, beloved, many times to be a Christian on the job, in the workplace, in the school, in the life circle that we live in, with family, we risk the disapproval of others if we will stand by our convictions. In today's world, as I shared, it's becoming increasingly unpopular to be a Christian. And again, we can look to Scripture. We see Abraham, he had to leave Ur, his fatherland, because God told him to go into a land that he would show him. Remember him sacrificing Isaac? That had to take courage. It had to take faith in God. Gideon, he destroyed the altar of Baal when even his father, they were all Baal worshipers, but he was willing to obey God because of the visit of the angel and to undertake an amazing task that God had given him to as a deliverer of Israel. There was Ezra. He undertook a perilous journey to Jerusalem from Babylon with the king's guard. And Peter and John, remember in Acts 4:29 and 5:29, they refused to obey man rather than God. They were going to obey and be obedient to the heavenly vision that God had given them. And so, beloved, in our lives today, what can we learn from all of these wonderful heroes of the Bible? We need to take heart. Why? Because, beloved, believe it or not, you might feel yourself very timid. You might feel yourself not very courageous at all. But did you know what? It's in the nature of the righteous to be courageous. This new nature we have inherited in Christ Jesus by being brought into the family of God, we've been adopted. We now have God's nature. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, fear is the opposite of courage. He's given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And perhaps you've been thinking, as I've been sharing, about Proverbs 28:1, which declare, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Is a lion afraid of anything? Nope. There's the lion is the king of the beasts. There's nothing that pursues him. And so he's not afraid. So a lion has always been an emblem of courage and strength. And let me now share just a few passages of Scripture found in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And it talks about a great cloud of witnesses in that 11th chapter. He spoke of the heroes of faith. In verse 1 in chapter 12, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, beloved, they're hanging over the balconies of heaven, watching you and I. Paul goes on to say, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, fear, unbelief, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How do we do that? Verse 2 tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Beloved, consider Jesus. On the cross, he drew courage from his faith in his Father, as well as the joy that was set before him. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, for he has said, this is the Lord speaking, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. Praise God. And then, of course, there is the courage of the Father, creating man with free will. And this is a divine trait. As I shared, you know, I thought, well, God doesn't need courage, but he did. He had to have a lot of courage to open himself up to the heartache which he has experienced by creating other creatures with free will. As I said, with angels, they turned against him. Satan rose up against him, the covering angel. He was perfect in beauty to the day iniquity was found in him, and he drew away a third of the heavenly hosts. They joined him in that rebellion. And so think how that hurt the heart of God. But yet he went a step further, and then he created man and opened himself to further heartache. And all the suffering that mankind has endured, how do you suppose that has hurt the heart of our Heavenly Father? Because he never wanted that for man. He knew what sin would do. But thank God he had a plan. He had a strategy in place, and that was Jesus. He needed a perfect sacrifice to satisfy his justice, and that was Jesus. And so, beloved, we need courage today. God will give it to us, but we need to impart courage to one another, not only in prayer, but indeed. In fact, that very definition of encourage means to inspire with courage. And I hope I've been able to do that with the passages of Scripture and the thoughts I've shared these few days. Remember, others carry secret hurts and sorrows and burdens. A lack of courage often hinders us from accomplishing the positive things we'd like to do. All of us have areas in which we feel insecure. But what's the answer? To verbally affirm. Let us encourage one another. And beloved, let's close this broadcast in prayer. Father, I thank you that you have come to encourage us, to comfort us. And Lord, I speak now that spirit of courage. I take authority over every spirit of fear, stress, and anxiety. And Lord, I thank you for holy boldness and courage, that the righteous are bold as a lion. And every person listening today, whatever they're facing, whatever they need courage in, Lord, I thank you for imparting it even now, that they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, because, Lord, you yourself encourage their hearts, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Praise God. Thank you, beloved, for joining me. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.